Joined by head coach Danny Stewart. Danny, you've got a few signings to reflect on in the past few weeks. Here you are in the Panthers office, already getting your feet on the ground and getting ready for the new season. Let's start with Diederik Henbrand, obviously a player that you coached against last season. What were his biggest assets that you thought he has?
Well, speaking of assets, obviously his biggest thing is his elite speed. He's a guy that just creates so much space for whoever he's playing with. He pushes opposing teams back and creates that space just with that elite speed. And, you know, he has the ability to get in behind guys offensively. He has the ability to get in on the forecheck. His back checking is second to none. I mean, he worked, and that's what we really like about Diederik is he not only brings those elements offensively, but he also brings that same work rate off the puck. And that's, you know, that seems to be the motto of a lot of the guys we're signing here.
How much important was it, you think, for the club to we've touched on it before, but to bring back a core of players that really were the heartbeat of the team last season?
Well, I think very important, right? Because, you know, there was a lot of learning curves last year. And let's be honest, there was a lot of good pieces on that team last year. And, you know, we've managed to retain a good part of them. And the ones that we feel fit the mold in which how we want to be built. So, you know, he's certainly one of those guys who, you know, plays 200-foot game and a good person too. You know, everything we heard, and I heard, yeah, everyone here is aware of him, but everything I heard about him was that he was a phenomenal teammate. And, you know, coming in as a first-year pro, sometimes it's you know, tough to gauge how they'll translate to the pro game, and he did a phenomenal job.
You mentioned a phrase there, good person. I wonder how important that is. You can have a team of superstars on a roster, but if they don't gel, you might not necessarily be successful. How important is that for you when you're recruiting?
We want good people. I think to build a good culture, you need good people, and that doesn't mean that everyone's a super nice guy, right? But, you know, people with good morals that put the team first, especially their teammates and the club as well, and want to play for the city, want to play for the fans. That's something that's very important, and, you know, that's how you get buy-in.
A couple of signings before him were a couple of D-men. First of all, let's start on Matt Spencer, a guy who's played in some of the top leagues around the world. How highly do you rate him?
Very high. You know, we're really excited about Matt. He's, you know, again, you'll hear that 200-foot cliche a lot with these guys, but, you know, he's a guy that's got great size. He skates well. He moves the puck well. He's got some offensive upside, but his defensive game is very, very good. I would say elite for this level, and he plays physical. He plays with some bite, so there's a lot of great elements to him, and, you know, we're excited about that.
And looking at Davis Bunce, from looking across what's available online and from what he'd been talking about, he turned himself with more responsibility into an offensive player, you know, in his last couple of years as pro. How important do you think that is for you, that there's a player that at that young age has been able to transition in a role quite smoothly?
Yeah, really good, you know, because he gives you that contribution on both sides of the puck. And at Providence, he was, you know, mainly a defensive shutdown type guy. And, you know, in NCAA, a lot of times you're competing with, you know, future NHL guys and American League guys. And, you know, he maybe took a little bit of a backseat to those guys. But once he got into the pro game, he developed that offensive side of his game, maybe a little bit more freedom in the pro game than at the NCAA level. And, you know, he's flourished with it, obviously. And I really like kind of the timeline of where we're getting Davis Bunce. And, you know, he's come off two very good seasons in the ECHL. And, you know, we're hoping that he can build on that.
Also, I note he was alternate captain last season as part of a very young captaincy team. I think all three of the captains in that season were second-year pros. But how important is that a guy's coming in, you know, might not necessarily be on your leadership team, but has already showed those leadership qualities?
Well, yeah, it's a testament to his character, right? And how he is as not just a person, but as a teammate. So, you know, that's a good sign. Ticks a lot of boxes for us. And like I said, we want good people. But, you know, when I say good people, it's, you know, people with good morals, good intentions. It's not just always the nicest guy.
And just finally, you're now here. We're talking in the Panthers dressing room. I know you're spending more and more time in Nottingham. How excited are you? Does it, you know, when we first spoke and you looked around the arena, it was very raw. How excited does it kind of feel, really real now, I guess?
Yeah, you know what? Look, I get this question asked a lot, and I'm very excited. You know, the energy hasn't dropped whatsoever, but I'm also been around long enough that this is the honeymoon phase, right? And I think it won't feel real until I'm standing out there in front of, you know, 7,000 fans plus and feeling the energy in the building. And then obviously, you know, doing my job. So, you know, I'm enjoying the moment right now. I'm enjoying putting the team together with Omar and, you know, excited for what's to come.